From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Capitol Hill today, the nation's intelligence chiefs briefed the Senate Intelligence Committee on the greatest threats facing the country. This year, the consensus was that Al-Qaeda and related groups are still the most urgent danger. CIA Director Porter Goss and FBI Director Robert Mueller also noted the growing danger of terrorists acquiring weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly was at the hearing and has our report.
Today was Porter Goss's first public appearance since taking over the helm of the CIA 5 months ago. He used the occasion to tick through problems from the nuclear ambitions of Iran and North Korea to potential instability in Latin America. But he turned his attention first to terrorism and acknowledged that Al-Qaeda remains a patient, imaginative, and dangerous opponent.
Al-Qaeda is intent on finding ways to circumvent U.S. security enhancements to strike Americans in the homeland. It may be only a matter of time before Al-Qaeda or other group attempts to use chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear weapons.
FBI Director Robert Mueller echoed that concern and cited a growing body of intelligence that indicates Al-Qaeda intends to obtain and use unconventional weapons to attack the U.S.
We still assess that a mass casualty attack using relatively low-tech methods will be their most likely approach. We are concerned that they are seeking weapons of mass destruction, including chemical weapons, so-called dirty bombs, or some form of biological agent such as anthrax.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, who chairs the Intelligence Committee, agreed that the question isn't whether Al-Qaeda would use a nuclear weapon, but whether it can get one. He pointed to the global nuclear black market that Pakistani scientist A.Q. Khan has confessed to running, and he pressed Goss for details on that investigation.
I can assure you that virtually as we speak, efforts, active, appropriate, direct efforts are underway on that matter. We have found from a variety of sources following the leads of what we've known already that we've uncovered many new things, and we have found that in covering those things that we have not got to the end of the trail. Getting to the end of that trail is extremely important for us.
Despite the spate of recent stories about turmoil at the CIA, Goss did not get many sharp questions today about his tenure so far at the agency. In his opening remarks, he said only that the CIA is, quote, a special place that will remain the flagship agency among U.S. spy services. But Republican Senator John Warner of Virginia did ask Goss about recent reports that the Pentagon is encroaching on CIA turf by beefing up its own intelligence gathering capabilities. Goss dismissed the reports as speculation.
The truth is that I believe that the efforts that the Department of Defense is trying to undertake are entirely appropriate. They are looking forward to the best ways to get the information they need to accomplish their objectives with the maximum protection for their warfighters. I think that is excellent.
Today's hearing comes as the White House continues to search for a national intelligence director, a position Congress voted to create last December. West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller, the top Democrat on the committee, complained the search is taking too long and that the administration hasn't shown the same urgency in selecting an intelligence chief as Congress showed in creating one.
2 months have now passed since the bill signing ceremony, and the position of Director of National Intelligence remains vacant. Not even a person nominated. To me, this is unacceptable.
Rockefeller said the delay has serious consequences, that other key reforms are being held up until the top job is filled. But Senator Roberts countered that perhaps the administration is waiting for the final report from the President's Intelligence Commission, due next month. And Roberts said it takes time to find the perfect candidate. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.